How cares Beetlejuice?
Wow! I look great today!
You think this is great? Well, what about this?
All right, Beetlejuice.
Recognize me, huh? What gave me away, babes?
The beetles behind your ears.
Huh? Oh, yeah. I'm saving those guys for later. So, babes, got something special for us to do today?
First, we'll develop those photos I took of that stuff between your toes. Then, I have to return those piranhas I bought for Dad's aquarium. Then, we gotta get ready for Halloween!
Halloween! Let's have a big party this year. We'll scare the living daylights out of everybody.
No, Beetlejuice. Why stay here when we can go out? Halloween is the one night when you look normal. We can actually go out together, trick-or-treating.
I especially like the trick part. Booga booga.
Lydia, did you hear about my big Halloween party?
No.
Well, that makes sense. I did not invite you.
Well, good, because I'm having my own Halloween party.
Wow, Lydia, you're having a Halloween party? That is so cool.
It's not gonna be too scary, is it?
Prudence, of course it'll be scary. It's Lydia's party. What time is your scary party gonna start, Lydia?
Well, Bertha,
who'd invite you two to their Halloween party? Even if you would be wearing masks.
Of course you're invited to my party. If you can't come, well, I simply won't have a party.
Oh, let's check our date book.
No, no plans this year.
We can't come!
That Claire Brewster is the snobbiest, snootiest girl in the universe!
And she's not gonna be your new best friend, huh?
Hardly, Beetlejuice.
Well, babe, you know how it is when you're number one. I know. Want me to deliver a salami pizza to her door? Gotta watch those extra toppings.
I just wish she had invited me to her party so I could say, sorry, Claire, I have more exciting things to do, like watch a snail cross the street.
How about putting roasted beetles in her socks?
No, Beetlejuice.
A mouse in her blouse? Ants in her pants? That would be fun. Come on, come on, come on.
No, she doesn't bother me, but I just don't want her showing up at my party.
Party?
Oops.
We're having a party! Yeah! You know me, babes. I love to party.
But...
I'll come as an odds-on favorite for homecoming queen. That ghoul girl, school girl, Betty Juice! Betty Juice is here!
Uh-oh.
And I love to party!
Oh, well. With any luck, Mother won't even let me have this party.
Why, Lydia, I'd love to have a Halloween party.
You would?
Why, certainly. It's the perfect outlet for my creativity. There.
Can I look now?
Ready.
No!
He likes it.
Mother? Hate to tell you this, but...
I know just what you're going to say. This costume is simply crying out for a big pink bow!
A big pink bow.
Oh. Here, buddy, buddy. Oh, you wescoey wedded. Hey, whoa! Hey, come on, Lids. You can take a joke. You sure are dressed like one.
This isn't funny, Beetlejuice. I'm going to be the biggest weenie at my Halloween party.
Oh, Lydia!
Oh, no!
Oops.
Mother, if I wear this dumb bunny suit, I'll be completely, utterly, totally humiliated!
You like it. Oh, Lydia, you look just darling. Let's show your father.
Oh. Oh, at least only Bertha and Prudence will see me dressed as Leaping Lydia.
Oh, wow, Lydia! I've never been invited to a party that had invitations.
Invitations?
Yeah, your mom sent one to every kid in school.
Every kid in the...
Like, thanks for the invitation, Lydia. Perhaps the in-group and I will drop by your party early.
For a good laugh.
And just who's in this in-group?
Anyone who isn't in your group.
Go right ahead and drop by my party. It's going to be the freakiest.
Yeah, we're all going to be there.
Oh, my life is ruined.
Hey, whoa! Talk about raining on my parade. What's wrong, babes? Your face is longer than a dinner-sized snake.
Oh, it's my Halloween party. Everybody's coming.
Gee, that's a shame.
And Claire Brewster's gonna drop by just to laugh at my party.
Well, hey, that's why I was gonna come.
And with my mother running things, there'll be plenty of laughs to go around. Humiliated? I'll be totally humiliated.
Hey!
Where am I going to find a good caterer in this town with no taste?
Mr. Beetleman at your service.
Why, Mr. Beetleman, you're a caterer too?
Oh, yes. And I assure you, madam, I only cater to the filthiest of the filthy rich.
You're hired.
Great. One problem, though. You see, I'm almost out of gas, and if I don't have any money for gas, I might run out of gas on the way over here with the ice cream. And the ice cream will melt all over the place and probably attract rats and mice and cockroaches. Oh, and I'll need a little extra cash to buy your party favors at this hoity-toity shop. It costs more, but hey, it's worth it, because let me tell you, their party favors are one of a kind.
Attention, Netherworld shoppers! It's our Monster Burpout Party Shop Sale! We've got specials on Spider Cider and Fright Bulbs. And what about party hats? Throwing a coming out party for that werewolf fiend of yours? And how about that upcoming birthday party? The Party Shop. We put the... in party.
Oh, yeah! Every party needs at least one party animal.
Party!
Hey, party people in a can. Just add water for instant guests. Might come in handy. Lydia's Halloween can't help but be the freakiest now.
Party!
Well, Charles, what do you think of my... Charles, is that the best costume you could come up with?
What costume? I just don't want anyone to see my haircut.
Oh, must be the caterer.
I tell ya, Peaceful Pines will be talking about this party for years to come.
Come right in, Mr. Beetleman.
Yo.
Party!
No cause for alarm, Mrs. D. This guy is a harmless Halloween novelty. I assure you, he's all the rage among the filthy rich. You like it.
Oh, Lydia! Are you ready to hop downstairs in your bunny suit?
Yes, Mother.
That's good, Lydia.
costume you made me, Mother. I just fixed it.
Delia! I heard a scream. Flashing your artwork at the neighbors again?
No, Charles, your daughter made me scream. Just look at her!
You know, I think Lydia needs braces.
Gonna need some counter space. First, we need a little batmosphere. Lydia'll love that. Now let's see what's on the menu. Cockroach clusters, stretch the tidbits, a bit of lip dip. Ice cream. Yeah, and for dessert, pumpkin pie.
Wiggly, legume, yeah.
Save that guy for later.
Beetlejuice, I thought you were coming as Betty, and I thought Betty was coming as a beetle.
On a whim, I decided to come as a caterer.
Right, Beetlejuice. You talked my parents into hiring you as the caterer, huh?
Hey! You wanted a freaky Halloween party, didn't you? Well, the ghost with the most has it under control!
Oi, oi, oi,
hey!
Oi.
Don't run out on me!
Lydia! Your little guests are arriving. Ah, Bertha and Prudence. Let the good times roll!
Hi, Lydia. Ah! We're the only ones here.
That's right. Thank goodness.
Ah! It's Claire Brewster! Ah!
Even on Halloween, I have to be me. Oh. So, like, where's your party, Lydia?
It's, early yet. I'm sure the rest of my guests will arrive any minute.
Sure, Lydia. Sure.
So Claire wants a party, huh? Well, if anything could get this party rocking, party people in a can. Hey! Make a dead party even deader by adding water to the contents of party people in a can. Warning, do not. Ah, no time for that.
Originality.
Oh, yes, Mrs. Deeks. It's just full of it.
Can I talk to you for a second, Betty?
Later, dear. Betty and I are discussing my art.
I was just telling your very talented mother how her art catches everyone's eye.
Betty, about these party people in a can?
Come, Betty. I have a few hundred paintings to show you. I'm so glad you invited Betty, Lydia. She's such a dear.
Punch. I wonder what kind.
It's a right jab, then a left hook and a right cross. Following with an uppercut slam, a roundhouse blow. Finally winding up for a knockout.
I think you've had enough punch, dear.
Hi, Claire. Having a good time?
Well, like, this isn't the most bored I've ever been. There was your sixth grade graduation speech. All your photo exhibits.
All right, Claire. It's payback time.
see that girl over there?
Yeah?
Why don't you go ask the dance?
Oh, no, I couldn't. No, it's not.
Go on, go on, go on! Invisible Man, One Man Band!
Ooh, I would love to dance.
Uh-oh. Claire, you can't dance with him.
Like, what is the matter, Lydia? Afraid I'll take Tall, Dark, and Hairy away from you? Yeah, like, perfect.
Beetlejuice, that monster can't dance with Claire.
Looks like he's doing okay to me.
Beetlejuice, what happens to these party guests when the party's over?
Lydia! The rest of your guests are here!
So, I said to her, Monica, don't be so gauche. Gee, like, you're such a good listener.
Claire, your parents are here!
Oh, they're here to take me back to the party. Like, Lydia must be furious.
About what?
About the fact that I took the handsomest hunk at the party away from her.
No.
Oh, so you did. But it doesn't count unless you introduce him to your parents.
It makes it sort of official, know what I mean?
Very true. Come on, big guy. But first, take off that silly head.
Yeah?
I love to surprise my parents with my impulsive nature.
Impulsive, repulsive, what's this?
Mumsy, Dadsy, I want you to meet... Huh?
Hiya.
Can you believe it, babe? The whole school is here. I didn't need to use my party people in a can after all.
While we're on the subject, what does this mean? Warning, do not use during a full moon.
Huh?
Destroy peaceful pines!
Hey, babes, you know me. Always willing to help.
Just add water. Maybe if we dried them out, they'll shrink back down to size.
Well, good thinking, babes, but how?
Hope my portable hair blower is powerful enough.
Come on.
Partner?
You're late for your appointment. The great Vitalio must not be kept waiting. I'm going to give you a hairdo that'll make you look slimmer.
About 500 pounds slimmer.
we got them all.
An even dozen, babes.
Well, I have to admit, you made my Halloween party something special.
Yeah, and I made sure Claire got home early.
The entire party thanks you for that, partner. Shake.
Well, don't mind if I do.
And now for the hard part. Facing the kids at school tomorrow.
Assuming some of them survived.
By the way, what did you do with the party people in a can?
Oh, I just flushed them down the toilet.
You what? Here we go again.